Christianity is exploding in India. Persecution continues. Intestinal parasite treatments providing Christians a platform for evangelism, and an inner city ministry in the United States needs your help. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The violence that started during Christmas celebrations in India has only escalated in Orissa State. Operation Mobilization's Peter Dance says Hindu extremists are opposed to the explosion of Christianity among the Dalits.
They're ostracized from any religious opportunities there in India, and they're turning to Christ because Christ loves them, and they're beginning to see that, and they're turning to Christ by the tens of thousands, and this persecution has been deliberately focused on that.
Dance says OM's work has become more sensitive because of the increasing violence. That hasn't stopped church growth. Many turn to Christ in times of persecution.
Now, of course, there's a whole lots of questions that go with that. Do they know what they're doing when they turn to the church, etc.? Well, that's where churches and other organizations, including ours, are involved in being able to share the beauty of Christ.
Next, while persecution increased over Christmas in India, an unprecedented event took place. Book of Hope's God-Man, the 3D animated film on the life of Christ, debuted on national television. Book of Hope's Rob Hoskins says they've already received more than 500,000 letters. He says pre-planning was the key.
Before the broadcast even took place, we had trained 203,632 volunteers. So far, we've had over 3,405,000 people that have watched the movie, and we've had literally hundreds of thousands of people accept Christ.
Hoskins believes this is just the beginning of an incredible move of God, and persecution will increase. However, your financial support is needed for the incredible demand for discipleship material. He says failure to do this could cause spiritual abortion.
Where you give birth to something and then you don't feed that new child, and so what we're needing to do is plant the Word of God and ensure that Scripture engagement takes place.
Your help is needed now. You're listening to Mission Network News. Southern Baptists gathered earlier this month to celebrate Grace Baptist Church in Ho Chi Minh City, receiving official government recognition. This historic development is expected to encourage future evangelism and church planning efforts in the country. The Vietnamese government hasn't allowed missionary presence since 1975. That's now changed. International Mission Board's Jerry Rankin says he's seeing God do a work that he wouldn't have otherwise believed. Meanwhile, 2 billion people around the world are infected with intestinal parasites. Food for the Hungry is trying to lower that number. The deworming pill is taken twice a year. The simple treatment rids the body of the parasite that drains the host's nourishment. Andrew Crawford says,
it could be up to a quarter of your nutritional intake. And we know that in areas where a lot of children specifically don't get much food to begin with, you can see 25% of that is a huge amount. And of course, that results in, you know, cognitive and developmental issues.
The adults and children who distribute these treatments share a message of physical health alongside the message of spiritual cleanliness. Crawford says contributing to their work is easy.
The engagement on our side is minimal in terms of its cost to us. We can see that just for the price of going out on a date with your wife one night, you can treat 1,000 children.
And Here's Life Inner City needs your help as they prepare for urban Easter ministry in the United States. Here's Life is hard at work developing an urban Book of Hope. It's designed specifically for inner city children and tells the life-saving story of Christ. Here's Life plans to distribute these books in Easter bags this year and at their Say Yes mentoring centers nationwide. Funding is needed. Your $100 gift can help 100 kids hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy of missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.